我们在讲这个牧羊属羊建立教会啊。
Just now we were talking about the second point, which is pastor is sheep and establish the church.
第四页，你们中文是第四页啊，第四页啊。那个第三点啊，就是说神为建立基督的圣体设立了各职啊，就是说神为了建立这个教会啊，那么他在教会里面呢设立了各种职分啊，各种啊职分啊。
God has designed different people with different gift.
我们来看以弗所书第四章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书的第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
那么从第一节到十一节到十四节
Verse 11 to 14，
这里在十一节所记载说教会里头有各种职分。
Here it says that there are different kind of work in church.
有使徒啦，有先知啊，
Apostle, prophets,
有传道人啊，
Evangelists,
有牧师，有教师啊，
Pastors and teachers.
这个牧师是牧会者的意思啊。
Pastor refers to those people who pastoring the flock.
也叫做牧人呐啊。
They also call as a shepherd.
这个十一节讲教会啊有各种职分啊。
In verse 11 it says that there are different kind of work.
那么十二节说这些职分做什么呢？什么目的呢？
Then in verse 12 it says what.It's the work for.
为了成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
So that the body of Christ may be built up.
那么怎么建立呢？
How do we build up this body of Christ?
就让这个教会在真道上归一，要道理要整齐啊，要一致啊，一样啊。
To build up this body of Christ is to reach unity in the faith.
大家这个教会整体啊。是耶稣基督的身体，要一起增长、长大。
And、this body of Christ, will grow together.
满有基督长成的身量。
And to, be matured, attaining to the fullness of Christ.
这是基督的一切丰盛他的灵在这里面，他的圣灵在这里面。
This church.Will manifest the fullness of the Holy Spirit, which is that of Christ.
他的真理也在这里。
The truth will be in this church.
他的能力也在这里。
The power will be in this church.
再来是他的品德。
Next is the character.
从这个教会里头，你看出基督的身量。
From this church, you will see the whole measure of the fullness of Christ.
在这个教会装饰整齐的话，就有基督的爱。
When this church has adorned itself complete, it will have this love of Christ.
有基督的谦卑柔和。
It has this gentleness and the compassion of Christ.
有基督的圣洁。
It has the holiness of Christ.
所以这个教会要整个每一个人一起增长。
Therefore, this whole church has to grow together as one.
你说那个启示录二十一章我们看一下好了。
Let's turn to the book of Revelation, chapter 21.
启示录的二十一章。
Revelation, chapter 21.
启示录二十一章的第二节
，Verse 2，
这里老约翰看到异象。
Here, John he saw a vision.
看到什么呢
？What did Elder John saw?
圣城新耶路撒冷。
He saw the holy city, the New Jerusalem.
是由神那里从天上而降。
He's coming down out of heaven from God.
预备好了。
It's prepared as a bride.
这个就是好像新妇装饰整齐，等候丈夫。
And it's like a bride that is prepared beautifully dressed for her husband.
那么这个圣城新耶路撒冷就是基督羔羊的妻子。
And this holy city, the New Jerusalem, is the bride of Christ.
所以看第九节。
Verse 9。
二十一章第九节。这里记载天使出来指示他，我要将心腹，就是羔羊的妻，指给你看。
Here an angel said, Come, I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb.
第十节。
Verse 10。
他就被圣灵感动。
And he was carried away in the spirit.
天使把他带到一个高大的山。
And the angel has taken him up to the mountain.
那由神那里从天而降的圣城耶路撒冷指示他。
And God was showing the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God.
所以说教会就是基督的心腹。
Therefore, the church is the bride of Christ.
要装饰整齐。
She has to prepare herself.
等候耶稣再来。
And wait for the coming of Jesus.
这个就是我们的使命。
And this is our mission today.
把教会装饰整齐，整理这个建立起来。
And that's why today we have to prepare ourselves to build up this body of Christ, the church of God.
所以这些职分，教会有各种职分有工作圣工人员
Today in the church, there are different kinds of service.
那么要装饰整齐到什么程度呢？
How do we prepare this church? To what extent?
真道上都一起增长一起增长。
And that is everybody growing in truth, in one truth.
这个增长到完全的时候。
Until to a point where everything is perfect.
那这里面的内容当然很多。
什么内容？
这里面的内容这个心腹装饰整齐内容很多。
The content regarding this bride, encompasses many.
好像一个新娘装饰从头发一直装饰到这个脚底下连指甲都装饰得很漂亮
It's just like a bride. She will adorn herself from her hair right down to her toenails.
也就是说，这个真耶稣教会既然也是基督的身体，也是基督的身父。
And this is the same as the true Jesus Church. It's also the bride of the Lord.
夫妻当然是一体的啦。
We know that the husband and the wife is of one body.
所以教会是基督的身物和基督同一体的。
And therefore, the church is the body of Christ, and church and Christ is of one body.
那么这个羔羊，这个新郎，他喜欢这个新妇怎么去打扮
？And this lamb wants the bride to prepare herself.
你来看十五节。
Verse 15.
21章的15节啊。
启示录吗？
启示录。
Revelation chapter 21, verse 15.
说这个天使拿着金为这当为词。
Here the angel, he had a measuring rod.
要量这个城。
He is trying to measure the city.
还有这个城的门，还有城的墙。
Its gates and its walls.
这个量就是一种检讨。
To measure is to examine.
这些工人我们这些工人现在在装饰新屋我们这个工人就是建立这个圣城新耶路撒冷
Today, the worker is adorning this church, which is to build this holy city in Jerusalem.
这是真教会
And this refers to the church.
这是从神来建设的，圣灵来建设的。
And this church is established by God, by the Holy Spirit.
这个是从天上而降不是地上的，我们天上的国民
And this church comes from out of heaven from God.
我们属灵的。
It is of spirit.
不属于地上的。
It is not of this earth.
所以我们现在要按照神的旨意神的话来量。
And therefore, today we have to do according to the measuring rod, which is the words of God.
好，看十六节。
Verse 16 of chapter 21.
城是四方的。
The city was laid out like a square.
像啊长宽一样。
And it, as long as it was wide.
用天使用这个纬子量那个城呢，共有四千里，长宽高都是一样。
And when the angel measured the city with a rod and found it to be the same in length as wide and as high as its length.
不但是四方的，还是立体的。
Not only it's a square, it's also three-dimensional.
我们要建设圣城新耶路撒冷，就是建设真教会，要这个达到这个地步。
And when we were building this holy city, Jerusalem, the true church, we have to attain the standard.
我们建立教会就是说不但四方端正的，还要立体的。
Not only it's square, it's upright, it's 3D.
是长宽高都一样。
It's the length of this length, wide, width, and height all the same.
从前面看
from the front,
四方的
it's square.
从后边看
and from the back,
左边看右边看
whether it's left or right,
都是四方的
it's square.
从上面看
And when you look from the top,
也是四方的。
It is also a square.
从底下看
，and from the bottom,
也是四方的。
It's also a square.
这都是四方的，而且是立体的。
The city is laid out like a square, and it is three-dimensional as well.
这什么怎么讲呢
？And how do you explain this?
从前面看
，from the front of you,
这些领导的人
，the leaders of the church,
这些教牧伦理
，all those pastors of the church,
是四方标准的。
They are square and fair.
从后面看
from the back view,
这些被领导的人也是标准的。
The people who are being led by the leaders are also square.
无论左边右边
whether it's left or right,
弟兄姊妹
brothers or sisters,
从各方面看都是标准的四方的。
They are all of the same standards.Fair and
从底下看人来看四方的
from the bottom is still the square
从上面的神的眼光看也是四方的
from the perspective of God from above it's also a square
真教会完成主耶稣要来迎接的新妇就是各方面都是标准的
so for church to be the bride of the Lord JesusEverything has to be met up to standard.
所以我们教会的使命，我们的这些教牧伦理员，包括长老、执事、传道、负责人、圣工伦理员。
Therefore, all the leader of the church, whether it's elders, deacons, pastor, or the board members,
我们都叫做教牧伦理员。
We all call them as pastor.
就是参与牧羊工作的。
And these are the people who are in charge of pastoring the flock. 这些
职分都是要建立这个教会要标准的。
And all their work is to establish the church to the set criteria.
要长成基督的身量。
So that they will all grow to the full stature of Christ.
要装饰整齐，好像基督的心腹。
And they can all be adorned.Complete as bride,
用神的话语当为尺来量
to prepare themselves with the words of God and measure by the
量这个长长宽高都一样
to measure the city
所以用真理来建设都一样的
so we
长大成人
the truth to establish the church to
符合神的旨意所要求的
doing anddoing things according to the will of God.
不是用人的意思来量，那是不标准的。
Using the words of God to measure, not using the will of man.
是用神的真理来量的。
Rather is to use the truth of God.
无论是教义
，whether it's a doctrine，
是标准完整的。
It's complete.
无论是行道、行为
the deed.
也是标准的。
It's also of the standard.
所以约翰说，在主是真的，在你们也是真的。
Therefore, John said, "In God is truth, and in you is truth."
我们带领信徒啊，不要让别人批评说道理是真的，叫做真道啊，那么信徒不一定是真的了。
And we shouldn't allow others to see the truth. the truth as truth, but rather as member, as not to truth.
所以要称为真耶稣教会。
To be considered as a true Jesus Church.
就是要常常遵守主的道。
We must always follow and obey the words of God.
我们来看约翰福音第八章三十一节。
John chapter 8, verse 31.
约翰福音第八章三十一节。
John chapter 8, verse 31.
约翰福音八章三十一节啊。耶稣对信他的犹太人说，你们若常常遵守我的道，就真是我的门徒。
If you hold on to my teaching, you are truly my disciples.
我们叫做真耶稣教会。
Today we call our church the true Jesus Church.
就是 这一节圣经主所应许的。
And as it's promised by the Lord in this verse.
这个真是分别真假。
This true, as in the truth's church, is
我的门徒。这个我是耶稣。
Truth from false.
这个我是耶稣啊。
Here it says that my disciple.
门徒好几个合起来就是教会咯。
My disciple, my refer to Jesus, and disciples.
所以真耶稣教会。
Therefore, true Jesus Church.
就是主说真是我的门徒。
And it's what the Lord says that truly my disciples.
怎么见得说哪里看出真耶稣教会呢？
How can we see that this is indeed the true church?
这个道理不是守一天两天啊，是要常常遵守。
The truth is not be kept just one or two days, but always every day.
把得救的道守住。
To hold on to the truth of salvation.
把所听的道遵行出来。
And to do and put into actions the truth that you have listened.
所以我们说要把这个道传出去。
Therefore today we say that we have to preach this gospel.
不是只有在嘴巴传。
It is not only through our lips.
我们这个肢体的言语啊，身体一举一动就是在传道。
But rather through our whole body language, we also preaching the words.
这个果子看来就知道那棵树是健康不健康。
It's from the fruits that you can tell whether the tree is a healthy one or not.
以我们的行为就知道你所信的信仰对不对。
It is from the fruits, it's from your deeds that we can tell whether your belief is the right or wrong.
我们就是每一个枝子都是连在耶稣的身体上。
Today, the whole members is complete as one body of Christ.
那么我们如果没有连在这个树上，就没有营养，也没有水分，也没有生命了。
And if this member is not joined to the body of Christ, then it will be lack of nourishment.
那你连在基督的身体上，才有营养，才生命才能丰盛，才能够结果子。
Only when you are joined to this body of Christ, then you will bear fruits.
所以在主是真的，在我们也是真的。
Therefore, within the truth, within the Lord, there's truth, and within us, there's truth.
所以我们要成为真耶稣教的信徒。
So today, to be the member of the true,
好像主耶稣说的，我是真葡萄树。
It's just like what Jesus has said that I'm the true vine.
葡萄树还有假的吗？
Is there such thing as the false vine?
是因为我是父栽培的。
It is what God has sent me.
不是野生的。
Oh, sorry. And I'm grafted on and not a
wild vine. 是从神那里来的。
It's from God.
不是自己的意识产生的。
And it's not out of my own will.
真耶稣教会不是野生的。
We know that this church.The true Jesus
Church, 是有神的灵来建设的。
It's established by the Holy Spirit.
圣灵来印证的。
Guaranteed by.
所以圣灵叫做真理的圣灵。
Holy Spirit, and that's why the Holy Spirit is also called the Spirit of Truth.
圣灵会引导我们明白一切的真理。
And the Spirit of Truth will guide us to all truth.
所以我们要有圣灵，要把真理行出来。
Today, if we have the Holy Spirit, we have to. do the words.
这个就是我们主为我们这个教会呢，就是要把信徒带人啊，这个有真理为根基啊。
And therefore, we have to establish our foundation in the truth as a church.
所以这些职分，这些职分要建立这个健康的身体啊。
Therefore, all this works of service is to build a healthy body.
啊，每一个人的各肢体的恩赐不一样。
And everybody has a different gift.
啊，所有所有啊才能，脚有脚的用处。
The work of a hand is different from the work of the legs.
那么要建立这个教会啊。
And to build this church.
全身是一体的。
The whole body is one.
同一个血型啊，同一个。啊，这个生命。
And it's only one blood type and one life.
所以现在流行一句话，共同生命，生命的共同体啊，生命共同体。
And today there's one slogan that goes.
真耶稣教会。
That true Jesus church.
就是基督的身体。
It's the body of Christ.
我们真的是生命的共同体呢。
And we all belong to one body.
因为我们洗礼用主的血
，because we are baptized by the blood of Jesus，
重生得生命
，that we are being reborn and
因为我们领圣餐是主的血，同一个血型啊，同生命。
Today we receive the Holy Communion， we take the
我们领受同一个灵啊，同一个灵。
Receive the same Spirit。
圣灵就是神的灵，就是神的生命。
And the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God, it's the life of God.
我们领受了同一个道。
We receive the one truth.
有神的道，神的道就是神的话，才有生命啊。
Only when we receive the truth of God, the words of God, then only we will have life.
亚当夏娃为什么失去生命？因为没有神的话抓住。
Why is that Adam and Eve has lost their lives? It's because they did not receive the words
of God. 有神的道才有生命啊。
Only when you receive the word of God, then you will have life.
所以我们真教会的信徒是建立基督的身体，是生命的共同体啊。
Therefore, today we are all the body of Christ, one body.
是同一个生命啊。
And we have one life.
所以有人呢很喜欢研究这个血型啊。
Some people like to study the different blood types.
你是 O 型的。
Whether you are type A.
你是 B 型的，你 AB 的。
O or type AB.
哦。都很喜欢讲这个血型这什么个性啦、啊、好不好啦、啊。
And they like to talk about personality related to the blood type.
哦现在啊这个西方的人说哇、哦、你是哪个星座的、啊、哪一个星座。
And in the Western society, people like to talk about astrology.
每一个星座都有一个天使的主管啊。
And they like to attribute to that.、
哦、那您的命、哦、你的这个属于这个星座是什么病呢、啊、
different, angels,They call that will take care of each of your signs.
这些都是一种邪说研究的这个主张。
And this is just one area of astrological studies.
不是百分之百的。
It is not the truth.
因为宗教信仰。
When we talk about religious beliefs.
因为时代变迁。
Because of different religious,
因为所受的教育程度不一样
，different educations，
因为他的经济啊，生活环境有改变
，different incomes of family，
所以不一定同血型、同星座、同命运。
Doesn't mean that if you have the same blood type, you will have the same kind of fate.
我们不相信这一套。
We do not believe in any of these.
因为这都会影响不一样的。
Because this will all have a bad influence.
我们不相信每一颗星那个天使来主使我们的命运，不相信这个。
And we do not believe the astrological sign that will have.
因为圣经记载，天使是为我们承受救恩的服务，不是掌权我们的命运。
We know that angels are angels that are guiding us and not controlling our lives.
那血型也不是正确的。
And that's the same to go with the blood type.
我说，常常人家问我你什么血型的。
Oftentimes people will ask me what is your blood type.
我说你看呢。
And I'll ask this person, you can make a guess.
你脾气那么坏哦，一定 O 型的啦。
He says that you have such a quick temper, you must surely be of O type.
我说不对。
And I said, no, I'm not of
plumber. 那不能再说 A 型呢。
Then maybe you are a type A.
各种血型都猜到了。
They will guess all kinds of types. A,
我说你说的
O, A, B.
不对，通通不对。
Then I would say that they were not right.
那不对还有什么血型？
Then they will ask me again, then what kind of blood type?
我的血型啊，我的血型就是耶稣型的。
And he says that mine is Jesus type.
他说哪里有耶稣型，就 S 型呀 ，S 啊。
Is there a J type?
我是耶稣型的。
I say that my type is.
为什么呢
？A type of.
因为我洗礼用主的血啊，吃圣餐的喝主的血，那不是血就是主的生命啊，这血型吗
？Of course, I'm type Jesus because I being baptized by the blood of Jesus and doing Holy Communion.
主的血就是主的生命啊。
I think it's all His blood and all His life.
所以我们领导信徒。
Today, when we are guiding the members,
就是要活出基督的生命，基督的形象。
We have to live the life of Christ and the image of Christ.
我们不要不是相命师啊，不要看人的命运啊。
We should not go to the fortune teller.
有主的道，有主的生命，就是好命啊。
As long as you have the words of God, as the life of God, then you will have a good life.
既然是生命共同体啊，那么一个身体啊，各肢体是联络在一起啊。
And if you share into this one body, then all the members are joined to this one body.
那这样子，这个各肢体要合作啊，同一个血型要合作啊。
All these members have to work together.
那这个合作是很自然的合作啊。
And it's a very natural thing. The members of your body work together.
不是脚来要求手，也不是手去要求脚来合作。
And it's you will not see the legs will command the hands to do what the legs want the hands to do.
每一个都有这个工作职分，这个是很自然的，要分工而合作。
In the church, there are many different work to be taken on by the members, and the members will naturally coordinate with one another.
这是我们应该有要有一个共识。
And this is the concept we should all share.
啊，不能彼此嫉妒。
We should not be jealous over one another.
也不能彼此论断批评。
And we should not complain about one another.
一个人呢、
啊，
对自己有自爱。
If a person loves himself,
能够尊重自己。
And if a person has respect over himself,
看重自己的存在。
And see his existence,
这个人活得很快乐。
Then this person will have a very happy life.
如果一个人常常去照镜子，自己去照镜，天天照镜子。
If a person always look in the mirror,
那对自己不满意。
And is very unhappy with his appearance.
对自己一直生气，这么丑，这么丑。
And always review himself as being so ugly.
我这么矮。
And so short.
我这么笨。
So stupid.
你说他一生怎么会快乐呢
？Then how this person is going to be happy about himself？
如果没有用，主就没有让你存在的价值了。
And if you are of no value, then God will not allow you to have worth in living.
既然神拣选我们在这个他的家里面，每一个人都有用的了。
Since God has chosen you, then you are of value in this household.
在这个肢体上。哪一个地方没有用啊
？This body, every members have this value.
你不要看清一根头发呢。
You cannot belittle even one strand of hair.
啊，只有拔一根吗？你一天拔一根也是拔光啊。
And today, if you were just to pick one strand of hair,
啊，没有少一根嘛，没有关系嘛，少一根没有关系，天天没有关系一根呢，你就拔光了，那还有头发吗
？And you think it doesn't matter just to pick one hair, and if you keep doing that, you'll be bald.
一根头发都不可以少的。
You cannot be even lacking of one strand of hair.
就是每一根头发都很有用的。
Even each strand of hair, of your skull is very important.
大山就是一粒沙一粒沙集起来的啦。
And you know this great big mountains is made up of one dot of sand.
河里面的水那么大，也是水滴滴滴小滴小滴成的啦。
And you see, the lake is made up of one molecule of water.
我有一次到一个教会啊，啊去访问。
Once I went to a church and visited church.
我问一个财务负责人。
And I asked this brother in charge of financial affairs.
最近教会 啊，家庭礼拜怎么样呢？
And ask him, how's the family service?
他说我不知道。
And this person in charge of financial affairs said,
我说,
I don't know.
问谁才能知道啊？
And I ask him, then who do I ask?
问这一只的。
He asked this person.
我说谁是这一只啊？
He asked, who is this person?
教务啊。
He said, that person is the person in charge of religious affairs.
那你是哪一只啊？
Then what do you belong to?
我老三啊，我这只啊，老三。
He says that. I belong to the third, number third.
我说你怎么说你知道你老三呢？
He says that how do you refer to yourself as a number third?
你们总会规定的嘛。
He said that I'm being called as a third by your general family.
每一通公文都教务总务财务教务总务财务啊。
It says it's always FRAFAGA, so that I'm the third in the line.
不是教务第一的，总务第二，财务第三。
This is rather the way they categorize
things. 并没有含义说教务就是第一，那总务第二，财务第三，没有这个意思啊。
But it's not to say that our religious affairs the first, the general affairs the second, and the financial affairs the third.
我说如果你这样讲，那教会里面谁这一支的？
And then what who belongs to the last of the church?
他说那我就不知道了。
Then I said I don't know.
这个就错误了。教会弟兄姊妹好像在身体上的肢体啊，不是谁大谁小，没有这个分别啊。
In the body of Christ, there's no differentiation as who is bigger or smaller.
不是说啊，谁就是教会的头，没有这样。
Oh, who's the first or the last, the head?
啊，我们只不过职分有分别啊。
It's only the difference in the content of the work.
各肢体就是建立这个身体啊。要建立这个身体啊，服务的。
And it's the whole members to build up one body of Christ.
那么我们的指头拿出来看看。
Today, if we would look at our fingers,
这一根啊，中间是最高的。
And if we look at the index fingers, it's the longest.
但是要表达第一的都是用这一只啊。表达第一都是用这一只，没有说第一这一根，这个最高嘛。
If we refer as the first.We use our tongue.
那这一根神创造魂有意思，那这一根是最短的哦，最短的。
And the last, 最后一个。
啊，对，这个最短的。
The tongue is the shortest.
你第一的要当头啊，要谦卑，最低的，最低的。
And the way God has created our fingers rather interesting. If you want to be the first,
所以做领导的人啊，就是要自谦卑。
And therefore, to be the leaders, you have to be humble.
所以不是最高的最长的这是第一不是
and it's not the longest that you are the leaders
那表达最后一名的用这一只
and the last you use this finger
最没有用都是用这一只来表达
and usually when they use the pinky they use that as someone who's worthless
没有用有时候他有用别根就没有用
and sometimes this isOne of the most important, and the rest of the fingers are not as important.
大家有经验。
And this is very useful sometimes when you use the finger.
你耳朵痒的时候就用到它。
You use this to pick a nose.
你用哪一根可以进去
？How can you use the rest to pick a nose?
所以你不能少掉它，不能看见它。
And therefore, you cannot belittle your pinky.
这个原理如果做到，你不会看见了任何一个信徒。
If you look at your fingers, then you will not belittle any of the members.
再没有用的都是有用。
The one that you see as the least.
我说连一根头发都少不了，都有用处。所以我们在要爱惜啊这个信徒的生命。
Today we have to treasure the life of the members.
爱惜每一个圣工的脸。
And to love all the holy workers.
一个一个好，不能得罪。你不要说，哎，少不了一个没有关系啦。你不来干，别人干了没有关系。不要这样想。
And you should not belittle any one of them.
我们要建立基督的身体，每一个人都让他有所贡献。
To build up this body of Christ, everyone has to put in their own effort.
说有一天呢、啊，这个鼻子。眼睛、嘴巴开会。 哎，这个鼻子啊，鼻子、眼睛、嘴巴啊，对，三个开会啊，开会再开会。
One day there was a meeting, among the nose, the eyes, and the lips.
那个议案是什么议案呢
？And what was the proposal？
就是这个没有用的东西，眉毛高高在我们上头，我们不高兴。
And the proposal was made by the worthless one, which is the eyebrow, saying that they are not very happy.
眼睛说没有我，你哪里看到？你走路走哪里去啊
？And the eye says that I'm very important. If not for me, how would you know where to go?
没有用的东西要下来啊。
And the eye says that because you eyebrows they are not very useful, you should come down.
下来就下来嘛，下来在这个眼睛底下。
And so the eyebrow came down.Beneath the eyes.
这鼻子说不行啊，这 还是在我上面呢、啊。
And then the nose was not happy. He says that the eyebrow is still burning.
没有用的东西，我没有鼻子，你哪里呼吸啊？你死掉了。
And the nose says that you eyebrow, you are so useless. If not for me to taking the breath, you would die.
下来就下来嘛，就是。
So the eyebrow came down here.
也不像胡子，不是眉毛。
And this eyebrow has came down to this point. It doesn't look like a mustache.
嘴巴说没有我，你吃饭吃哪里去啊？你要讲话怎么讲啊
？So the lips was very unhappy. If not for me, how do you eat? How do you live?
没有用的东西还要在我上面下来。
And then the mouth says that you worthless one, you eyebrow, you come down.
下来在这边呢，两撇啊。
So then the eyebrow came down and was on the chin.
这三个看一看不好看呢、啊。
And then the eyebrow, the eyes, the nose, and the mouth says the eyebrow doesn't look good here.
这怎么像一个人呢？这个脸怎么可以看呢
？And how does this person look like a person?
还是再换回去看看。
So then they says that put this eyebrow back to the forehead.
还是原来这样比较好看。
And then after their meeting, they thought that this is probably the best because they look good.
当他换回原位的时候。
And after when they put the eyebrow back to the same place,
这个眉毛就讲话了。
And then the eyebrow start to say,
诸位弟兄啊。
And the eyebrow start to talk and say,
我们是一家人呢。
You brothers, we are all one family.
我们是同一体啊。
We all belong to one face.
我不是自己要高高在你们的上面。
It's not because I want to be high above all three of you.
是我们的主人安排的呢。
It is because I'm made by our master.
造物主给我放在这边，不是我自己愿意在这边呢。
It's a creator that made me to be above all of you. It's not because I want to be on top.
我知道了，我都没有你们那个功用那么重要啦。
Of course I know that my work is not as important as the three of you.
是创造者给我安排这样。那你们也知道啊，还是把我放原位还是比较好看，对不对
？And it's because the Creator has made me to be above you, and that's why you put me back there, and so that you guys will look better.
不是只有我的荣耀，是整个我们一个身体的荣耀呢
？It is not the glory of just me myself, but rather the
glory
of the whole face.
虽然没有用，也不能少掉眉毛，不然你搞哪掉，你像什么？
Even though I'm worthless, you cannot do it without me. If you take me away, I won't look like you will not look like a face.
女华是不小心把两个都给你剃掉，那你敢出来见人吗
？And if you were to lose your eyebrow one day, you think you'll look good?
所以要尊重。
And therefore, you have to respect.
哦，虽然没有用。
Although you think that you are not of any worth.
人啊，没有冒汗，没有流汗啊，就没有办法糊口，肚子饱呢。如果冒汗啊，我就有用处了呢。
And sometimes people think that if you do not sweat and toil, then you are of no value.
不然的话，汗水跑到眼睛里了，你也不好受了。
And you know that when you sweat, if the sweat will just come directly to your eyes, then you will not feel comfortable.
这个比喻啊，就告诉我们。
And what this is to tell us?
在一体啊，各身体都有用处，要彼此尊重。
And that in our whole body, every little thing is of value.
不是说在上面就是比较大。
It doesn't mean that anyone who is above you has more authority.
这个教会的安排啊，不见得他的职分，某一个职分就比我们，啊，他自己说他大，没有，都是一样的。
And when God has arranged people to be in leadership, it doesn't mean that they have higher status than you.
不一样，责任不一样。
They have a different kind of work, a different responsibility.
各有用处的。
They all have different value.
啊，所以我们不能啊彼此嫉妒。也不要彼此批评论断。
Therefore, we should not be jealous of each other and judge one another.
啊，有一天啊，这个脚就化成埋怨了，埋怨。
One day, the legs are complaining.
这个脚说啊，你这个手啊，命最好了，你是老板呢。
And the legs was complaining and saying to the hand, saying that, you hands, you have good life because you are the boss.
我每天走路啊，负担100多斤呢。
Every time I'm walking and carrying tons and tons of weight.
我走路脚都很酸呢。
And I walk too much and my legs are very tired.
你这手很轻松啊，摆摇摇摆摆，老板摇摇摆摆。
And your hands is just very relaxed and you are just shaking.
我负担很重，你摇摇摆
摆。Relaxing, but rather my legs are tired.
所以你老板啊，我仆人啊。
And that's why you hands are the boss and I'm the servant.
你这个手命最好。
And you hands are have a pretty good life.
哎，手说哎，不对不对，我仆人，你老板。
And this hand says that no, I'm not the boss. You are the boss and I'm the servant.
吃饭的时候呢，我用哪碗用哪筷子，你还敲着脚吃饭呢。
He says that when the master is having meal.I have to hold my bowls and I hold my chopsticks. Rather, you legs, you are just crossing your legs.
那你老板呢？怎么我老板呢？
And that is why you are the boss and I'm not the boss.
每天晚上睡觉前，我要为你洗脚。
Every night, I will have to wash your legs with my hands.
仆人为你洗脚呢？你老板呢？你这个脚是老板呢？
He says that now that I'm washing your legs, you are the boss, and that's why.That is why I am the servant.
那你们说谁老板啊？
And now we can ask ourselves, who is the boss?
所以一提的是各自的彼此服侍，那谁大谁小都是一样的了。
So today, if we serve one another, there's no big or small.
所以我们在教会里面啊，做什么工作，都是建立教会，都是在牧养主的羊。
Today, when we are working in church,We are established the body of Christ.
哎，不要自以为说我比谁大，我比谁尊贵，不要这样想。
And we shouldn't think that I'm more of better or higher than others.
啊，其他一般的教会哦，外教会啊，啊，还有什么长老位置啦、啊，还有什么牧师的位置啊，我们教会没有啊。
In many other churches, they have a special seat designated for the elders or the preacher.
我们在教会里面是职分，大家彼此尊重。
In church, the role of elders or deacons is the title. Everybody respect each other.
所以我们叫某某传道，某某长老。
Therefore, we call certain brother as preacher, as deacon.
某某执事。
Elders, deacons.
这并不是啊，并不是地位。
This is not a kind of status.
这是职分。
This is a job title.
我们是提一方面是尊重他的职分。
And one way is to respect his job.
另一方面呢是提醒他。
Another way is to remind him.
你是执事哦。
That you are the deacon.
执事不是老板哦。
As a deacon, you're not the boss.
执事是仆人，是用人。
As deacons, you are a servant.
是服侍众人，服侍神的。
To serve the members.
这个是提醒他。
This job title is to remind him.
所以不是谁大谁小，通通一样，肢体各肢体一样。
And there's no big or small.
这个就是说，眼睛也有眼睛的功用。
This is to tell us that the eye has its own purpose.
啊，手也有手的功用。
The hand has its own purpose.
总而言之啊，这个组织啊，虽然有高有低的职分。
To sum up, there is some a leadership positions.
好像这个部呢有横的有直的，把它组织起来。
It's just like
线的给它组织。
A cloth. There are different kind of weaving, horizontal and vertical weaving.
大家呢就是按照个人肢体的功能发挥出来，来建立基督身体。
And all the members will manifest their gift to build the body of Christ.
好像建立一个国家也是一样。
This is the same as building up a nation.
所以有人说啊。有组织有制度就是人的意思。
Some people say that having an organization is doing the will of man.
他说神的教会啊，圣灵带领感动啊，就做了，没有感动就不要做了。
And since this is the church of God, there's this guidance of the Holy Spirit, movement of the Spirit that's everybody can do whatever.
这样才是属灵的教会咯。
Then this is considered as a spiritual church.
其实啊，你明白圣经的道理啊。
However, if you were to understand the Bible,
没有组织，没有制度，不是符合真理。
If there's no organizations, it's not according to the truth.
有组织，有制度，凡事才会规规矩矩。
Only if there's organizations, then there, everything will be in order.
好，来看那个《哥林多前书》十四章。
Turn to First Corinthians.
哥林多前书十四章。
First Corinthians chapter 14.
40节、
Verse 40.
凡事都要规规矩矩的按着次序行、
But everything should be done in a fitting and orderly way.
如果没有组织制度，哪有什么次序，什么规规矩矩呢？
If there's no organizations, there will be no order.
好，你观察自然界。
Today, if you were to look in, at the nature,
天上的星,
you see the stars in heaven.
这些星球千千万万,
you see the stars in the sky, together with many other planets.
都规规矩矩地按次序行,
they all move in an orderly way.
有一定的速度, 有一定的轨道,
they have a certain track and they have a certain time.
所以地球多久一转。
And so it's the earth that is spinning and moving.
这样子我们科学家、天文学家才有办法研究、什么时候把这个卫星、把这个人造卫星打上去才会算得准啊，登陆啊，什么星球才能够算得正确。
And that's why today the scientists, they can clearly estimate what is the speed that's to take to travel to the moon.
我们那个月历啊，那个日历啊，才有办法正确啊。
And it's the same for our calendar, then we can have it correct.
你再看，看那个一棵树的树叶都有组织啊，组织也有组织有规矩的。
If you look at just one leaf, you see that this vein that's organized in a very orderly way.
你这棵树把它锯掉啊，它里面的一个花纹啊，可以算它的年龄啊。
And if you were to chop down the branch of a tree, you can also count the rings within the branch.
我们一个身体啊，每一部分的细胞，每一部分的一个血管、一个血球都有组织的。
And within our whole body, every cells, every pellet of our blood, they all have order system.
这本圣经如果没有组织，那创世纪把它放在启示录，启示录放在创世纪，这可以吗？
And if this Bible does not have an order, then is it possible you put Revelation as first chapter?
前后就颠倒了，没有出息了。
And if you were to reverse the order, then there would be no order at all.
神创造六天，创造万物都有一个成出息哦。
And when God created the heaven and earth in six day, he has his order.
如果没有计划，没有次序，那第一天就造人出来，要吃什么？饿死了。
Did not have any plan. He would man if he created man first, then man is going to die of hunger.
所以神做事情都有计划、有组织、有制度的。
And therefore, for God to do everything, he has a plan and he has an order.
今天推展圣公建立神国也有组织计划制度的。
And this is the same today, when we are, doing the holy work, we should have a plan.
所以圣经说我们要彼此顺服。
Therefore, the Bible says that we have to be submissive.
在这个职分上分工合作彼此的顺服。
And in all the work of service, we should coordinate ourselvesAnd submit to one another.
各尽其职。
And to do our responsibility.
如果我们这个手 当为脚来走路。
And if the hands were to be the legs and start walking,
当然也可以走啦。
Of course the hand can walk.
但是不恰当，很累，很累。
But it will not be appropriate. It will be very tiring.
那是不得已的啦。
That would be,
如果用脚来当为手，
if the legs would be like hand,
那也是很累啦。
And it will also be very tiring. It will not be appropriate.
如果说用耳朵来吃饭，那怎么吃呢？
How can you use your ears to, be the mouth to eat?
功用是不一样的。
They are all of different function.
所以呢，我们每一个人在教会里头啊，好像什么呢？好像这个在四世纪的第九章讲一个比喻。
Therefore, our church is like what is said in book of.
种树要立一个树王。树是个树啊。
All the trees was asking for a king.
像这个啊，橄榄树啦，无花果树啦，葡萄树，要求他来当王啊。
And all the trees are asking for this different kind of trees, whether it's an olive tree or the fig tree, to be their king.
哇，他们都哦，我怎么可以禁止结出那个甜蜜的果子？来飘摇在种树之上呢，我的本事，我不是这个责任啊。
However, all the trees says, "No, no, no, I'm not going to be your king and to bear of different kind of fruits. I rather stay as my own tree and bear my own kind of fruits."
我怎么可以禁足去结出人所喜爱的果子来飘摇在种树上呢？
How can I be king of the trees and not bear any of the fruits that people love?
这个就是告诉我们了，自己的恩赐是什么。
This is to tell us that we should know
what kind of gift we have. 我在这个身体上的肢体是什么功用。
And what kind of role we're playing on this tree.
我应该把它发挥出来。
If we know our gift, then we can manifest that.
贡献在这个身体上。
And to manifest that on this body.
所以我们的教会使命就是要牧养主羊，那么这个建立教会。
Today, the mission of the church is to tend to the flock.
也是每一个人的恩赐才干拿出来，大家来分享，大家来建立这个教会。
And everybody will take out their own gift to share with others to build this body of Christ.
我们常常说茶间有两种茶种的。
Often we talk that there are two ways of studying the Bible.
一种茶间呢，大家感觉很有兴趣，都有造就，越茶越人越多。
And there's one kind of Bible study where everybody will feel is very edified, and the more they have this Bible study, the more people will come and join.
就成为一个茶间团契。
And this Bible study will become
a
Bible fellowship.
来茶间都分享大家拿出来的，你端一道菜，我端一道菜，大家吃得非常饱，非常满足，大家回去很快乐。
And for this kind of Bible study, everybody will bring out their best of their own experience. Then everybody will leave with joy because they've learned something.
And 另外一种茶间呢？
And that's another kind of Bible study.
那么茶间茶到最后的吵架了，一个一个不来了。
And this kind of Bible study where everybody will end up arguing with one another and slowly they will not even come.
为什么会产生这个问题呢？
Why is there such a problem?
就是不懂得那个意义在哪里。
This is because they do not know what's the meaning behind.
所以我们说这个团契就是一体的精神。
Today we say that fellowship should have the spirit of one.
无论是弟兄团契、夫妻团契、什么青年团契啊，什么这个老人团契、青年团契，什么团契都好了，这个环境叫做茶间团契也没有关系。这个团契的意义啊。
Whether what kind of fellowship, all fellowship should have just one spirit.
团契就是十字架救恩啊。
A fellowship is likened to a cross.
团契的意义就是人与人没有隔墙，把它拉进来，把它结合加起来，和睦。
And the purpose of a fellowship is to bring people together as one.
要把人与神这道墙打开，人与神结合。
And to bring God and man together as one.
这个就是团契一定要耶稣为主啊，耶稣为中心啊。
And the center of this fellowship should be Jesus.
有耶稣的爱。
That's the love of Jesus.
爱让我们在一起。
And it's this love that brings this fellowship together.
爱才能够造就人。
Only love will edify others.
爱才能够吸引人。
Only love will attract others.
任何团契缺乏耶稣为中心，没有这个爱，这个团契就没有生命。
Any kind of fellowship that does not have Christ as the center, then this will not have life.
大家都以耶稣为中心，在耶稣里面团契和睦在一起。
Only everybody have Jesus as the center, then there is one unity.
如果这个团契呢，用人为中心呢，做领导为中心，是大家听我的，大家听我的，这个团契不会持久。
And if this center of this fellowship is a man as leader, then this fellowship will not last.
所以这个团契一定要有主耶稣的生命为基础。
Therefore, this fellowship must have the lives of Jesus as the foundations.
不要只有啊，这个包包水饺啦。大家来玩玩乐乐啦，这个不是团契。
It's not a fellowship where everybody come and have fun and enjoy.
那个是一个手段。
To have some activity, is just a way or method.
那不是团契的目的。
But that's not the goal of.
并不是说在一起包水饺打球不可以，不是这个意思。
It's not just merely getting together and make some food or.
这个好像说我们要进到这里面外面那个那条路带他进来一个引道而已啊，引路而已。
That activity within a fellowship is just a way to guide others into the fellowship.
好像我们要讲一篇道理，一个引论啊，引言的而已。
It's just like introductions you would give before you go into your topic.
你在一起打球或者包水饺。在一起泡泡茶，这都是一种团契前一段的一些手段。
If you were to get together and have some games, that's only one method of.
所以，任何团契就不能离开这个主耶稣为中心这个爱。
Any kind of fellowship can never depart from Jesus as the center.
那不是谁大谁小。
And in the fellowship, there's no big or small.
但是大家对团契有一个负担。
Rather, everybody should have their own responsibility in the fellowship.
我出于爱，我要奉献，我要拿什么给这个团契，给大家分享。
And out of love,
有意思，有爱。
We should ask, what can I give to this fellowship? Then that's considered as love.
我不是说我不烧菜，我只要来吃，要来享受这个。不是团契的意义。
And if you say that I don't know how to cook, rather I want to come to fellowship so I can eat.
所以团契每一个人都要有责任。
In a fellowship, everybody have to have responsibility.
你查经，你要自己对今天要查的内容，每一个都有责任去研究。
And if you want to come to a Bible study, you yourself have to go study the Bible.
你从这段圣经，你今天要拿给什么东西给人家分享，给人家吃呢？
And today when you study the Bible, you have to ask yourself, what are you going to bring with you and what you have learned to this fellowship?
要怎么样才能够让别人得到造就?
You have to ask yourself, in what way can you edify others?
这个也是在建立教会牧羊的一个方法之一。
And this is one way to build this church, the way you pastor the flock.
所以我们建立教会大家就是要拿出什么，你有什么，你就拿出什么。这样子呢，这个教会才能够健全，才能够发展。
So today we have to ask ourselves what we have, then we can take out what we have and give. Then only this church will be matured.
我们每一个信徒哈，要带领他，不要一直要求主，你要给我什么。
Today when we want to guide others to the church.We shouldn't just ask God, what do you have to give me today?
小孩子的阶段就是首先向上，妈妈，钱给我，妈妈，我要什么？首先向上的。
we see every child when they ask from parents, they will open their hand and ask from their parents, Mom, what can you give to me?
我们领导教会要领导到什么程度？要长大成人，就是首先向下，我要给人什么？我要给主耶稣什么？要给什么？
And we should not just raise our hand and ask, but we have to turn over our hand and start to give.
不要一直要求主啊，你要给我什么？你要给我什么？你要反过来问，我要给主耶稣什么？我要到达主耶稣什么？这样子，大家你哪一点，他也哪一点，哇，就很丰富了。
Today we shouldn't just go to the Lord and ask, "What can you give to me?" But rather, we have to turn over and ask, "What can we give to others?"
好，我们现在来测验自己。
Today we have now we're gonna give ourselves a test.
爱神多少？爱人多少
This is a test to see how much we love God and how much we love man.
自己看看
This is a test to measure ourselves.
如果我们温哥华
Today, if Vancouver Church
教会啊，那个元旦来举开一个摸财大会。
摸财
大会。
怎么叫摸财？
摸财就你买很多东西啊，你摸到什么就是得到什么就摸。
Okay, if we gonna have a game where everybody were to just blindfold and just pick a gift.
那么主持人就宣布，一个礼拜前宣布每一个人拿一份礼物来。
And before.This activity, the person in charge will ask everybody to bring a gift.
但是这个价值不可以少于加币十块钱。
And the gift should not be less than $10 Canadian.
最高不要超过100块。
And the highest price you can put in the gift is $100 Canadian.
有一个最高，有一个最低。
The minimum is $10, and the maximum is $100.
200个参加200份礼物。
So if 200 people were to come for this activity, then they would have 200 gifts.
大家来摸彩。
So then you'll be blind. Part of all men.
那么200个都放十块的。
The one.
200个都要摸200块，能摸得到呢？
If 200 people were just to put
$10, 连一个摸到都没有。
Then not a single one will get a $100 gift.
因为你放下去200个都放十块的，哪里去摸那200块呢？20块都没有啊。
And if everybody will put $10 gift in this game, then not a single one will get any gift more than $10.
那好，我们反过来带领信徒大家长大了。
Today, if we're going to lead everybody to grow up in the
church, 我都要给人家最高的。
And I'm going to give the best to all.
你说最高200块，我就买200块的。
And you say the maximum is $200, I will bring.
我也想摸到200块的。
The $200.
200份都是200块的。
And if you were to put in $200 of
200个人都是摸到200块的。
And everybody would pick a gift.
那大家摸到不是大家很快乐吗？
And if everybody pick up gift of $200,
大家很高兴，
I'm sure everybody will be happy.
200个人都满足了，对不对？
Then everybody will be satisfied.
那如果说通通换十块的，那摸不到，脸都丑丑的。
If everybody would just put gift that's worth $10, and nobody will get any gift more than
$10. 摸才是一种游戏，也不必摸到少的就忧愁了。
Of course, this is just analogy from a game.
打这个比喻就是告诉我们。
From this analogy, this is to tell us.
我们如果这个新的这个。宽度啊，放大一点，那灵性再长一点。
If we are generous and we put in our best, our maximum.
我们为别人多付出，为主耶稣多付出。
And we give the best to others to the Lord.
尽我们的力量。
Try our best in everything.
那我们从人从神那边回过来，得也是享受更多，大家都很快乐啊。
And if we give out the best.What we receive from God is also the best.
这个意思说，无论是参与什么圣工。
This is to tell us whatever work that we take on in church.
查经，我有责任，我要拿出好的给人家。
In the Bible study, I have the responsibility to bring out the best what I've learned to others.
让大家都得到满意。
So that everybody will be happy.
哦，大家来查经，我听这一点，听那一点，哇，集合起来，我满载而归啊！我只有哪一点？一碗我得到十碗啊。
then if everybody were to give in their best from this person to another, you will get a lot in return.
所以这个时代哦。
In this generations.
那么这个个人的诊所啊，要说起来呢，都是综合大医院呢。个人开的诊所啊，个人英雄啊，过去了。
A person who claimed himself as a hero.
现在要大家集体创作了。
Is no longer a concept right now. Rather today, everybody would want to work together as.
所以教会不是个人英雄领导，教会要团结一致，共同同心协力来完成主所托付的使命了。
A church is no longer a one-man show, where a person sees themselves as a hero, but everybody working together.
所以我们呢，现在诸位都是。建立神国的大栋梁呢
？Today, all of you here are the pillar of the church.
啊，希望我们能够多付出啊，在这个神的工作上。
And I hope that all of you can put in your best.
完成啊，我们啊这个主所托付的大使命。
And to complete the work for God.